Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV, over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries, and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
You gotta do shows like this. You have to take over for Corinne and Pink English, so I gotta get some twerk from you. What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity here in studio for the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Unfortunately, my bitches did not want to come in today. Traffic and shit. So I had to call an old school bitch of mine, Sir Cameron Marston.
Good evening. Shoulder. I'm trying to get the shoulder. Sorry.
You guys can go back to some old school. Didn't you used to do Real Housewives with me?
Yeah, I did, actually. Need some titties.
With
Courtney, back in the day.
With Courtney. Yes, we used to do RuPaul's Drag Race. You can catch Cameron on AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race. He's my fellow ripper. So we're here to open up the library for y'all, for the Real Housewives of Atlanta. Let's talk about it. So we get this scene with Phaedra and Portia versus Peter and Cynthia, kind of going back and forth about this whole last week situation. First of all, let's go back to last week because I need to know what you thought about last week. Do you think Phaedra is sleeping with Mr. Chocolate?
I don't honestly believe that she's fooling around with Mr. Chocolate. I believe that she's reaping what she sows.
Mm.
Apollo was a criminal when she met him, and she made her bed. You lie down with dogs, you get fleas. That's just how it works out.
So. Whether it's an air bed or not.
357.
So, okay, so then last week we see they go out to dinner and the conversation gets brought up. Mm-hmm. What's your opinion of Cynthia in this situation?
Cynthia's trying to stay relevant. I believe that she was under Nene's foot for such a long time that she's trying to secure some kind of voice for herself. Unfortunately, it was super passive-aggressive. Of course, the editing showed her staring at the ground forever. But I don't blame her for coming for Phaedra, but I just think it was ill-placed and badly executed.
So
it was weak.
As we see with Cynthia talking to Peter, mm-hmm. They start joking about these African princes, talking about they should shoot Coming to America too. It should
apparently,
be shot out here.
There's a plethora of African princes available for U.S. women.
I'm like,
there's a market. There's a mail order.
Can someone buy me a car? Phaedra and Portia. You know, Phaedra said, you know, I expected that from Kenya, mm-hmm. but I never expected that from Cynthia. And then when we see, you know, just to jump ahead a little bit, Cynthia says that it wasn't from a place of malice. Can you see that on Cynthia's behalf?
Do I think she meant to sink Phaedra? No, I think she meant to kind of call out Phaedra's inconsistencies throughout all of the seasons. She's been a teller of stories since first season, right? Her gestation mm-hmm. period was, 18 months? She was giving birth to an elephant.
Yep.
So I can't blame her. Like, at some point, you need to call out the demons that you're hiding in your closet. I just think, again, it was ill-timed and ill-placed. And I probably would have come at something that I had more proof with. I wouldn't come up with something that was created by Apollo.
Yeah, you know, it just, the whole thing is like, I guess we'll just save it for the fucking dinner table. God damn it. Portia keeps saying she's surprised Candy didn't jump up to defend. Phaedra says, you know, you really see who your friends are in certain situations.
Portia shouldn't be surprised. Portia should be surprised about her marriage to Cordell. How about that? She should focus on her bad choices in her life and her, that bad dress choice. Sorry.
And also that hair. I was looking like, oh, your hair's usually on point. I was like, what closet was that from? The Bills music video collection? Like, So, you know, Phaedra says, you know, Cynthia's worried about me, but she needs to be worried about these delinquent bills that she has, her and her husband have. But she is willing to meet up with Cynthia.
Do you think she was truly willing, or?
Yeah, I think she's sitting here like, bitch, I don't even have problems with you like this, but you know how the game is. We've been through how many seasons of this, and I get that you're cool with Kenya, but, like, you coming up here with this shit? Like, with some text message shit. Talking about To go to the fucking dinner, let's just go to the damn dinner, because I just need to talk about this. I just watched the episode, and I'm so fucking heated off of this shit. Like, Cynthia irks my damn fucking nerves. I can't with her, because it's just so fake. You sitting up here talking about, oh, you know what I mean? Let's keep it real. Well, bitch, you keep it real. Don't fucking sit up here and act like I meant it with no malice, you know? I'm here to have a grown conversation. A grown conversation. Like, Faye just sitting there not answering you, because it's like, bitch, clearly that's why I showed up here. I came here to have a conversation with you. So start the fucking conversation. I don't need you to fucking tell everybody that fucking we're gonna have a grown conversation, bitch. That's why I'm here. I'm not here to fucking eat at fucking Shenanigans, whatever fucking Irish ass pub you brought me to. Like,
I felt like Phaedra was forced to go by producers, and I think all she wanted was her apology.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't get it, so she left. I don't blame her. I wouldn't want to engage with that either, but
thanks for coming.
Gotta go.
You could hear the I. She wants to have this grown conversation, you know, because I'm open to have this conversation. By me bringing up the conversation at the dinner, I meant no malicious intent. Cynthia tries to be PR about the whole situation, talking about, I never said that you slept with anyone. You did.
You implied it.
You clearly are implying it. Because if you didn't think that she actually slept with anyone, you probably wouldn't have told Kenya, and you wouldn't have hyped it up to be anything. And that's where Phage is coming from. She says, you showed Kenya... You told Kenya, and by telling Kenya, you know what ammo that's going to fill. So to me, it's like everyone's calling each other whores, but you're a part of that. You are a part of Kenya calling Phaedra a whore. You are a part of someone knowing some sort of information that is allegedly true.
She's just a puppet. I mean, she was Nini's puppet, right? And she made a comment after bringing it up with Peter about, you know, maybe she shouldn't have said anything. She put herself in that situation. She did it with Nini. She was Nini's puppet. You know, Nini's mad because she's no longer her puppet, you know, so it is what it is.
But what really irritated me about this whole dinner is the fact check comment. Cynthia's like, oh no, like, cause Cynthia, you know, she had a whole conversation with all the girls. Some queens were probably invited. Yep. And in her own head, you know, Brandon was fucking just probably in a van outside. Like, remember when he said this about fucking Kenya? So, you know, she sat down cause it was just like, whatever Phaedra said, you told people without, you know, knowing the facts. Let's talk about fact checks. Like, now all of a sudden Cynthia has a quick reaction to something. Like, bitch, you've been waiting for her to say that. So, she brings up the fact check. She said, you know, you didn't fact check when you said Kenya gave Apollo fellatio. She said, I never said that he gave it. I said that she offered it. And the fact check would be that Kenya, on national television, brought up the whole situation. That there was any sort of meeting up, hanging out, anything. The fact check would be when you guys went to fucking Anguilla and Kenya is rubbing up on fucking Apollo, when Kenya is trying to start conversation, trying to have this buddy-buddy relationship with another woman's husband. That's the facts. That's where a wife could say, she's a whore, she's messy, she's this. You don't know anything about what Phaedra's out here doing. All you know is that Phaedra's husband, who's going to jail, so probably not the most credible fucking person to listen to, Cynthia. The fuck? Like, I just can't. Like, Cynthia, like, you sitting up here with a used bag of tea. Like, ain't no one listening to you. You fucking, I just can't. Like, her tea is fucking dirty.
Well, I also think that people forget that wives will tend to take their husband's stance too, right? You know, Cynthia and Peter. You know, Candy clearly with Todd. In a certain aspect, I think she's just siding with Todd, not with her mom, but, and then Nini, they all protect their husbands to a certain extent. It's sad, but it's reality. That's life in everyday normal life. But you gotta side with your husband first, or that's gonna be an unhappy home life, so.
But again, Cynthia, I feel like you're adding to all of the
relevancy
of your husband. Because like you keep calling, you know, you're mad that people are calling him a bitch, but he tells you something, which that's fine that y'all talk about it. Y'all are husband and wife, have that conversation in your bedroom, laugh about it, joke about it, let the girls see it on the reunion, be like, you bitch. You know what I mean? But then when you fucking like, oh, I got some tea, I'm gonna go run to Kenya, fucking tell Kenya, like, you know what you're doing. You're fucking like, hey honey, you're depressed? Here's a loaded gun. Have a good night. Like, get your life, Cynthia. I can't.
Relevant.
Phaedra said no. She did. Checked her about the Kenya thing, and she was like, you know what? I'm out. And she gets up and she walks out. And then Cynthia's sitting here, like, well, I'm still here. Duh, bitch. What do you, I just didn't understand what she thought the conversation was really going to open up to.
No, digging the soup. That's what I thought. That's what I felt about the whole setup. Yeah. One of your commenters from last week's episode called Phaedra Fraudra.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Fraudra. Done with that.
Fraudra.
She's a protector of the fraud. Yeah, she has to leave. She's smart. She's smart enough to know that you don't implicate yourself any further. You exit the conversation. Gotta go.
I mean,
and I'm not going to get my apologies, so why am I here? So I'm out.
At the end of the day.
I fulfilled my contract, I showed up, and I'm leaving.
Thank you. I heard what I had to hear, and I am gone. All right, so then we get this situation with Candy and Todd. And they go to see Dr. Blake Sherry, who is recommended by Portia.
She's also been on other shows, if you guys don't know.
Almost every other. Yeah. She's like the Braxton's fucking therapist. Like, all right.
So she looked familiar.
Like, how's that working out for y'all? All right, so Candy and Todd have been married 6 months. I didn't really realize this, but 2 days after the marriage, Todd started production. On L.A. Divas.
Yeah, I think R&B Divas in L.A. or something like that.
Hollywood Divas,
or that
sorry.
One.
And Candy notices that every time Todd comes home...
Depression.
Yeah. What do you get from that?
I don't necessarily mean... I think that means that he's cheating, but, I mean, let's be honest. They had drama before they got married with Candy's mom, and I think that's the biggest crux of their issues is her mom.
Mm-hmm.
I would have left a long time ago. Unfortunately, I'm sorry. Your mom's not part of my relationship. I don't care. And she's... You asked, too. She's a demon seed. Candy's mom has issues. She has problems, and Candy is doing the best she can to try and mitigate that, but at some point, you got to walk away.
Do you think Candy's really doing the best that she can? Or
no.
Candy just knows what her
Candy's
mom
doing
is
the
and
best.
Is like...
Candy's doing the best with the way she was taught by her mom.
True.
So she thinks that she has to be ride or die with her mom. You know you don't. Your family will take you down faster than anybody else. That's just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she bought you a house, and now you want to trade back to the old house. Bitch, you crazy.
You know, if I could trade houses... I would, because the old house looked like a new house.
And you know, I'm sorry. And for parents that help their children get to a certain level of achievement or excellence or monetary financial status, you feel that you're owed something.
Mm-hmm.
That child didn't ask to be born. And you feel like you were owed something? You should get the fuck out of here. You and your sisters.
Like, if you've raised your child to a point where now the child turns around and says, you know what, you did all this for me? Here,
did you
then
mean,
that's great.
Did you have the child as a commodity? Did you birth this child to pay your bills when you get older? I don't think so. I mean, or maybe you did. And if that's the case, Candy should run as far as possible.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
I'm sorry. I don't care if you guys are Miss what's her name
Joyce,
Miss Joyce fans.
No, we all love Miss Joyce, but we understand her crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
She's
I'm sorry,
but see, I thought she was really entertaining last season. This season, I'm like. Mama Joyce, just stay off the TV, girl.
So bringing it back, I think that she's the crux of Candy and Todd's problems. I don't care if he's money hungry. Candy got money.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to attract the things. You know what I mean? That's natural. Natural. But I think Miss Joyce is the problem.
She's definitely the root
she's
of the
problem. Excuse. That's going to be Todd's excuse. When they get divorced, that's going to be Todd's excuse.
Mm.
To be honest. I would make that's my first excuse.
Yep.
I can't stay with you, Mom. Crazy. Bitch,
I tried. But my thing is this. I've been saying this since the fucking... I got forced to do Candy's after show here on that damn fucking wedding. I was like... that shit was so boring.
It's a trial, guys.
Dude. So, right, to see if Candy could get a spinoff? No. No. I love Don Juan. I would love to see him every week. Put him in Roja, replace him with Brandon. But my thing is with Candy, it was just like, oh no, not with Candy, with Todd. Do you ever think that there comes a point with, all right, Todd put himself in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, he already understands reality TV because he produces it, but he has issues with his mom, with Candy's mom. He has issues with Candy because Candy, he feels, doesn't always have her back in certain situations. So when he goes to LA. The whole cheating thing for me seems like it could be possible. I'm not
highly
saying
possible.
That he is, but because guys like that, it feels like he's not having sex, he's not doing certain things, because that's the only thing he can control.
Bingo.
But with when he goes to LA, all these thirsty little girls are like, mm-hmm. Oh my God, you're Todd.
Well, the cat's away. He's famous to a certain extent. He has his own celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
But I think you nailed it on the head. It's about control. And clearly, Candy's a boss. Whether we like her or not, she makes her own money. She controls. She's gotten that far because she's learned how to control situations for herself. And it's kind of evident that she controls her marriage as well. So that being said, for a man who doesn't feel as productive as his partner, he's going to try and find control in whatever aspect or vein of life he can. And if it's putting it down on some other chick in LA while he has the freedom, I can't say that I don't see it happening. I'm not saying he's cheating, but is it highly possible? Definitely.
Would you say that, okay, so Todd brings up that there was a lot of change with the prenup, mm-hmm. and he felt like he had no choice.
Mama Joyce.
Feelings were hurt. Says he's good, but he's not. He says he's good, but it's like, dude, clearly you're not if you just brought that up. Clearly you're not over it. And even though, yeah, we could throw blame on Mama Joyce, I think that they should have gotten a prenup. I think it should have been a conversation before. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it blows my mind that he thinks it's that crazy. Like, it was pushed on him last minute, but the wedding was pushed last minute. Like, you guys are getting married. It didn't make sense for them to get married. Deal with your issues first to figure out if this is really something. Like, you got your mom's fighting. You're sitting here talking about, oh, well, maybe one year we can go this Christmas, next Christmas. Like, that don't even sound like a fun family.
If he really was a fraud and he really was after her money, he would have better game to spit than getting mad or upset about that issue the way he did. I think he genuinely is upset by the way it was brought about, by the way it was said to him or conveyed to him. I think that it was probably a little disrespectful. Mm-hmm. Candy may have said it in a certain way. So that's my stance. And I don't think that he really had an issue with the actual prenup. I believe it was the way that it was brought about to him. And we didn't see everything. But again, you add in Mama Joyce and her kind of snickering on the side. Like, I told you, I'm not giving my daughter's money. You know, if he really had game and he was really a fraud trying to get her money, he wouldn't be upset by that. Mm-hmm. He'd have a game to counter that.
Yeah, he would have been like Apollo.
Yeah.
Yep, like, babe, let's invest in this. He understands what it is. He says, if it doesn't go her way, it's going to be tough. Mm-hmm. Do you fully agree with that?
I believe Candy is my way or the highway. I honestly believe that. I believe she makes concessions prior to the final, like, decision is done. She'll make concessions to get her chess pieces on the board the way she wants them, and then once the game is started, it's her way or the highway.
How do you feel about Todd not answering the cheating question? Or avoiding it and kind of putting the blame on her.
I think that's the normal man's reaction.
Yeah.
Right? Which, again, I don't know if he did cheat, but that would lend to say, you know, maybe he did. Maybe something happened in L.A. or is still happening in L.A. Maybe as a side piece here. Maybe it's that strawberry daughter. Who knows?
These hoes ain't loyal. No Diamond Strawberry. Leave her. Get her off Love and Hip Hop and leave her off reality television. We do not need her making her crossovers. So we get to Tag's boutique. Mama Joyce shows up.
I haven't done much of anything. I want my old house back.
She asks about Todd. Candy says, you know, we're cool.
You're cool.
Which means Mama Joyce has heard something. Clearly, she's mm-hmm. heard something. She knows something's going on.
How are you and Todd?
And the production van over there, like, have you heard about Candy and Todd? They saw a therapist.
Pissed.
She said. Then all of a sudden, she says, "Now here's where I think Mama Joyce is the devil." So, and it's interesting. He said that he thinks that she already knows something about Todd and Candy. And I feel like because Candy was like, "I'm not going to fully tell you," she's like, "We're cool. Like y'all ain't cool." So what's the tea? Okay, I got to get you more emotional. So she says, "You know, you don't come around the family often." Well, bitch, because first of all, I don't even know what house you staying in. Second of all, the last time I went to my old house, the shit fucking looked like fucking the Parthenon. Like y'all fucking up here like. Like, Mama, I don't know what is going on. Like, you sitting up here, taking my key away because you think I'm going to walk in on your fucking husband naked. Like, no one is trying to see that, Mama Joyce. Like, what?
You don't come around the family no more.
I'm saying Mama Joyce and her sisters are crazy.
I love her sisters. They could get a spinoff. The squad. We call squad up. Candy cries, says, you always fault me. And then that led to Candy's mom giving her the key and the garage clicker. Which I'm like... She owns the house.
I don't know. Candy used to stand. Maybe Candy's life will work out better if she starts standing up to her mother. Mm. She ain't never going to get a husband. Or he's going to be a thug. That's what she's going to be left with for the rest of her life is thugs.
Candy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because that's all Mama Todd. Mm. All right, so then we get to this Salute to Excellence event.
Surprise, Candy.
Surprise, T.I. and Benzino were the biggest stars there. And Mama Waka Flocka was there. So.
Cue the tone.
It's sure. I mean, I was like, why is nobody at the four tables in the front? Mm-hmm. did Beyonce not show up?
Well, you gotta wonder.
Did Beyonce turn the RSVP down?
How much did Peter pay them?
I feel like he probably knows T.I.T. was like, hey, man, you show up.
I clear a tab.
Benzino was like, I mean, Love and Hip Hop kicked me off. Deb out, and he's like, yeah, I fuck with you. All right, so then, because then the reals, all the stars showed up. And by stars, I mean Claudia, Kenya, Demetria, Candy, and Todd.
Really, Demetria? Sorry, I know I've not been on the panel. I just, every time I see her, I'm like, who is this girl?
Every time. But okay, she's pretty. Okay, she's okay. Very
yeah,
pretty.
Beautiful girl. I just feel like so inconsequential. So
every time
like,
I'm like,
irrelevant.
Why are you, okay, you're still here. Okay.
Because I have to remember, like, what's her name? Yeah, okay. All right.
Pretty.
Gosh, continue.
Pretty hurts. Cynthia randomly has all the girls just sitting around talking, and Cynthia's like, yeah, so that drama the other day, like, Cynthia, this is not your storyline. Like, this is what you want your storyline to be. Like, put the dark blue shadow on and put the short Beyonce wig on, like, again, and be in your little one-on-ones like last year. Like, ain't no one trying to hear this. This is your only relevancy, is to be bringing up drag Phaedra through the mud. Let Kenya do that. Like, Kenya looks better in this situation to me than Cynthia.
Yeah, I agree. So Kenya has more of a backbone. She might be crazy, but at least she stands up for herself.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy and all, but she still stands up for herself.
Candy shows up. Kenya calls Phaedra bag lady in front of Candy, which I was just like, Candy, ain't no friend of mine. Candy says that she's tired of the drama because she has friends sitting at the table. She has friends getting up. I get that to a certain point, but that's supposed to be your best friend. Like, ain't no way my best friend walking out with NeNe and Portia by my side. Ain't no way that my best friend going through a divorce. I don't care if I'm fucking not having sex in my personal life or like shit's bad on my end. If my friend who would never get up and almost hit somebody gets up and almost smacks somebody, I'm going to be a little worried like, oh shit, there's something wrong with Phaedra. But then it's just like, all of it comes out where we find out that, well, not even that it all comes out, because we knew this. Candy knew about this before the event. How do you feel about that?
I feel that Candy doesn't necessarily believe in the story, but it's just another situation that Phaedra has created for herself. You mean Phaedra is a big part of that smear campaign for Kenya. And do I like Kenya? I mean, I'm kind of neither here nor there. But Phaedra did a lot of work in that. Regardless of it being true or not, Phaedra, she was a voice for that big campaign of smear. So the least she could do is just say, I apologize. You're still a hoe in my eyes, but I apologize for doing all that dirty work that I did. That being said, so, you know, maybe Candy has a certain feeling about that, but I heard that there was some kind of financial situation between Candy and Phaedra. Well, Candy and Todd and Phaedra.
Oh,
Phaedra,
with what?
Phaedra was supposed to pay them something for something Todd did or helped Phaedra with.
Really?
The video. Something about, didn't Phaedra? Phaedra had a booty video.
And the workout video.
Supposedly Todd helped them on that, but the payment wasn't made. So you might want to look that up. I'll try and give you that. I'll send you that link or something.
Really?
Later. So there's some financial tension as well. And, you know, money and friends, you know better. But I don't blame
you. Candy Todd need that paycheck.
But it did show Phaedra's true colors. Sorry.
Did you feel like
Candy should have said something?
Yeah.
Especially
knowing that we're going into a situation with all the girls sitting at a table. Like, to me, you just don't do that as a friend. Like, I don't care. Even if, you know what I mean, the money situation, whatever. But then that's a conversation you and Phaedra need to have and be on to understand, like, look, girl, like, I ain't fucking with you
right
now.
Would I expect my true friend to say something? No. Or would I expect them to leave? Yeah. I would. I would expect them to say something. Because, again, I don't know the dynamics of this show and the contract or whatever you got to do or whatever. I would expect them to leave.
No. But would you have expected Candy to have kind of pre-warned Phaedra, like, hey, Apollo showed me and Todd this. Like, I'm just letting you know. I don't know who else he's told.
I think Phaedra knows. Knew
that
Candy saw it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, because Candy said hadn't talked to her.
But Phaedra held strong to her 18-month gestation period with everybody, including Candy as well. So even though Candy may have seen it, Phaedra would just play it off.
Hmm.
Phaedra is kind of like a man in certain aspects. She dismisses things and it's out of sight, out of mind. She just doesn't want to deal with it. She'll deal with it in her own time, in her own way. Okay.
Ooh, Candy, I hope this don't bite you in your ass when everyone knows your tea about Todd or something. And You're going to have to find out on news.
That'll be the next smear campaign.
Yep. So Candy's just tired of the drama, you know? She just... Her and Phaedra are friends. She did think it was weird that, you know, Nene went over to her. I don't think that's weird. I think that right now in this situation, Nene's been through a divorce. Portia's been through a divorce. Now Phaedra's going through whatever marriage situation she's going through. None of the other girls have really been through that. Like, Cynthia. But Cynthia's busy in her trying to be a younger woman or whatever with fucking Claudia and them. So it's not a big surprise to me that Nene would reach out and be like, yo, girl, because we've seen Nene and Phaedra have a lot of beef with each other, but then they started, towards the end of last season, reconnecting to some
aspect.
So you
feel like Nene put more of the effort into being there for her?
For Phaedra?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I feel as well, because I don't feel, in all honesty, in Phaedra, I guess, from my perspective, Phaedra should not give any time of day to Nene, because Nene clearly acted like she didn't know her from Athens, right? Mm-hmm. That whole deal. So... I see Nene reaching out, but I don't think it's for benevolent reasons. I don't think it's for unselfish reasons. I think it's completely selfish.
No, everything Nene does is for selfish reasons.
But, you know, at least she's a consistent character. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, do I like Nene? I don't hate her. I think that she did the right thing for Phaedra. She reached out to her. I mean, definitely, you have life experience. I think Nene likes to be that...
guider.
That imparter of wisdom. For lack thereof.
Whatever she knows. So within that, you know, Candy feels that she's an outsider. Todd joked about her being Kim Zolciak. That was funny. Candy won an award. And as Candy wins the award, Kenya's bringing up to Cynthia. Oh, so we know that she actually sent that? Mm. I can't. And so then we get to the Mexican restaurant. Claudia, Demetria, Nene, Cynthia, Candy, and Portia. Portia with her little thought dress. Loved it. Cynthia brought Candy's award. And then Nene starts her monologue. Now I know that we are all grown women. I know that I have, you know, not acted as such. I know that some of y'all have not acted as such. And Cynthia steps in. Well, it just us. Cynthia. Like, what are you on right now?
I'm not going to knock Cynthia for it. I think it was badly executed.
Bad timing, because she should have waited to see if Nene was going to go
exactly.
With it.
I think Nene's pause was a little long, and I would have been the first. I wouldn't even let her pause. I'm like, make sure you include yourself in that group. But it's just, I think our general community, like us that watch this show, don't really have patience for Cynthia, because she's never been that type.
No.
So you can't all of a sudden become that type. It's not an easy thing to learn in a matter of a few years. So, I mean, unless you're about it with drag queens. So, yeah. I mean, I don't...
Well, apparently she does hang out with drag queens, but she ain't... Execution. That ain't rubbing off.
Well, Nene.
Just the
makeup. That would be Nene.
Hanging out with the drag queen?
No, that would be Cynthia. Hanging out with the drag queen.
There's this thing on Bravo where all the housewives have to read mean tweets. Did you see that?
No.
And someone called Cynthia a drag queen.
Imagine. Really?
She was like, oh, I like that.
That's a compliment.
Yeah. So we get to the Mexican restaurant, whatever. And so Nene goes into her spiel. Mm. Cynthia goes back and forth, gets a little defensive, going back and forth. It's like, Cynthia. The problem is because I feel like Cynthia's always talking about, I like to be in things that are positive, you know, I don't want drama, I don't want this. It's like, you know better. You know Nene. Let her say whatever the fuck she's saying and then come at it. Like, why are you going, you know what I mean? Like, make the one little comment, but now you're going back and forth with Nene and you're never gonna win that. You're never gonna win that.
Right.
You're gonna always look crazy. Because Nene's gonna shut you down, and then even if Nene gets up and walks out, you're still just gonna sit there like, See, this is why Peter don't come around. Like, okay. Nene brings up counseling. Candy feels that she doesn't need have any issues. Demetria said, look, I tried to get to know everyone, but there was resistance, bitch, because no one knows you. Because they're still confused as to why you're at the table. Like, remember at the beginning when Demetria came and sat down with Nene, it was like, hey. If Nene was like, could I get a water? Do you guys have guacamole? Can you just... Like, honey, are you sitting at our table? Claudia is just so butthurt by Nene. I feel like Claudia used to watch Real Housewives of Atlanta, mm-hmm. and Nene was her favorite.
Probably.
And then when she came on the show, they're like, you're going to befriend Kenyon. She's like, fuck.
I know a lot of people that actually love Nene, like in my circle of friends or acquaintances. And I'm like, what?
I love Nene.
I know you do.
She's like a unicorn.
Yes. That ever evasive. But, you know, sorry, we should jump back, though, to when she talked with Dr. Jeff. It was very telling when he, there was a slight pause and he was like, well, Nene, are you open to that same criticism in mm-hmm. return? And I was like, that's very telling that he had to ask her that question, because normally that's understood, that's implied. Yeah, that's implied with
especially
therapy.
If you've already dealt with it.
So the fact that he had to ask her if she was willing, that's saying a lot. And of course, you know, jumping ahead, when you see next time on Real Housewives, clearly Kenya didn't stand up, it wasn't Phaedra. So you'll comment on it, but I have a hard time with that, and you know, knowing that her Broadway run ended in January and she has nothing else to be relevant with. I mean, I don't know.
Sitting up there combing through that Frankenweenie.
Gotta recreate. Tell it. Who was she talking to? Who was she talking to? It was Phaedra.
Phaedra. Yeah.
That's horrible.
Claudia still's just butthurt about this whole Nene thing, yeah. And it's just like, Claudia, girl, like.
Well, I think Claudia is coming from an era. Like, I think we both kind of like that. So, like, just acknowledge you did some bullshit, and we can move forward. And Nene will never. That's the thing is, if you don't understand, Nene will never. She will never acknowledge her wrongs. Mm-hmm. She's always in Nene's world.
I try to be fair.
She's always right.
Almost all the time. Almost. There's a lot of almost.
Yeah, Nene moves a mountain so far to the right that you can't move it back, and Claudia hasn't learned that yet. So,
Nene tells Candy she should go because of Phaedra. Candy acts like there's nothing wrong. Cynthia gets up and is like, "I appreciate your efforts, Nene," and leaves. Like, I think Cynthia was just mad that Nene was doing all of this. Mm-hmm. Cynthia's head, she's like, "Oh, you want to be the savior? You want to be this? Like, fuck you!" Like, Cynthia's just mad and heated right now, and it's just like, I believe the passion behind her little light shades mm-hmm. and whatever that she's trying to like deliver, but it's like watercolor, girl, like, bitch. But Nene, come in with a permanent marker. You sitting here fucking painting sunsets? I get you, like,
what the fuck.
I don't know where I go.
That's sometimes. A good one. I gotta say.
Cynthia gets up. She and whatever. So then,
Pink Panther.
Nene starts talking to Candy about Phaedra, and I respect Claudia and Demetria.
Hell yeah, I'm out
for getting up and being like, "This ain't our business." Because you know, Candy would have been there. Like, I mean, Kenya would have been in there. Like, yeah, Candy. Like, I do not agree with that. You know, because I remember when you told me that, you know, you didn't think you and Phaedra, you didn't talk to Phaedra that next day. Like, Kenya would just be sitting there adding fucking more to the drama table.
Kenya, I think Kenya and Nene are actually cut from the same cloth, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
They have the same disease, whatever yep. that disease title that would be.
Actually, no, because here's my thing. I'm going to say this to the YouTubers, too, because whoever is sitting up here talking about, y'all are some Kenya haters. It, like, really, let's look at, are you just watching this season? Like, let's just, I don't even read up on Kenya's life like that, but I'm just like, I watched Celebrity Apprentice. Like, the fact that this bitch really took Vivica Fox's cell phone and tweeted out from her cell phone about menopause, whatever it is, and I 98% believe that Kenya did this. I don't want to believe that Kenya. I love Kenya on television. I think she's so entertaining.
She took a lesson from Apollo.
I would not be surprised if at the end of all this they work together and nothing. Like, the world is really that crazy, people.
It is.
Like, it really is that crazy. I'm not making up. Like, I don't be sitting up in my room, you know, writing Aesop fables and whatnot.
Crazy.
It is really that crazy.
Cameron Aesop.
Hey. Because you'd be telling all
the in. No, but I mean, I agree with you. That whole Kenya's no worse than Nene.
No.
But continue your thought, sorry.
No, Kenya, but
haters,
the,
YouTube.
Yeah, so my point of it is, you know, we can sit up here and pretend like, you know, everything is just slandering Kenya. No. Kenya puts herself on a platform to be slandered.
Correct.
And then she knows how, well, she thinks she knows how she's going to kind of counterbalance that. The problem is, with this situation, why I cannot put the whole whore-calling thing in the same box is because Kenya acted on certain things. Kenya, if my thing is, if someone was sitting there saying that I was sleeping with somebody, I would do everything in my power to make sure that you feel that way. Like, I'm not around this person. This person's not in my life. They're irrelevant. But then you sitting up here like, hey, want to smoke a cigar, want to do this. Instead of reaching out to the wife to, you know, to be like, look, I'm sorry that you felt that way. I'm sorry that was very inappropriate of me to be grabbing on your husband and jumping into a pool with him. That's fucking awkward. I understand that. Sorry, I didn't take my medication that weekend, and I get that. I can understand how you would think that I might have whore tendencies. So for me, for Phaedra to sit up there and be like, well, I'm sorry. Because Phaedra still really doesn't know if they've done anything or not.
Correct.
Nobody really knows that. We're just judging this off the fact of that Apollo said it was a lie. But my thing is the whole way that this was brought about, like, especially now he comes on and says a lie, and Kenya, you're cool with it, and on trying to make amends with Apollo? I don't know, like, that's the bigger lie than someone calling you a whore.
The whole thing is shady.
That, it blows my mind.
The whole thing is shady. I think Kenya got what she deserved. She was called a whore because she acted like a whore. She was super flirty. It was super inappropriate. My thing with that whole slander campaign was that almost all the girls, except for Kenya, were on page with that. Even Cynthia, too, certainly was like, oh, girl, I don't know. But consider the source. Just because Apollo said it happened, he's a felon.
Right.
How does that not factor into your
And let's
equation?
Not, you know, I want to throw the blame on all felons, but I mean, he's a fraud. Like,
he's a professional liar.
Yeah, like, this is what he does on a daily basis.
And his wife protects that professional liar. So, yeah, I mean, again, I'm not Team Kenya, but I'm also not going to beat her down. I mean, yeah, she acting like a whore.
I just can't with the days of our lives, like, Candy! Yeah. Candy! What she did to me? Like, I'm not going to go with all that. Like, I'm not sitting up here doing that. Like,
yeah.
My thing is it's all entertainment. It's all cute. It's all fun. But we're not going to sit up here, Cynthia, fucking Judge Judy, trying to be like, fucking, you called her a whore, so karma's on you, bitch. Cynthia, like, it's going to come so hard on you.
That's one thing I kind of liked about Nene. I think it was earlier this season. I liked that she kind of relaxed about her stripper past. Like, girl, it happened.
Right.
We'd be cool with it.
It has to come to a point where you have to. Exactly.
There's no way to hide that anymore.
You were a stripper. Portia felt that Candy was not vocal with Phaedra, and she should have been.
Portia
Candy
needs to
says,
shut the hell up. Portia needs to shut up. Just shut up.
Go on your talk radio.
Shut up. Claudia would stomp you. I'm sorry. Shut up. Sorry,
I'm excited for this reunion.
The only person I hate on this show is Portia.
Oh, well, good thing you came on a day when they weren't here, because they are Portia.
Rada. I don't care how good your hair is. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
This is cute. Candy feels Apollo should see the kids. And I can't imagine that her feeling like Apollo should see the kids is what's causing...
Yeah, I don't agree with... I don't think that's the reason.
That wedge. Because I think Phaedra would be like, okay, girl, like, he's not going to see them. So
She dismisses everything else. Why would she dismiss that opinion?
Yeah, so I don't... I'm curious to see what next week is going to be.
Apollo should see the kids?
Yeah, I think at this... well, see, here's the thing. I don't know what to really believe. Like, I don't know, because I read the book, The Real House Lies of whatever, the whole book that came out to slander Phaedra. I don't know if I... There are parts of that story that I read, and I'm like, I mean... And especially now I watch Gone Girl, like, I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I am slow in life. Like, I am a naive person. Like, I just be out here living. I need to get my shit together. Like, people be out here. Out here.
On the grind.
So my thing is, I don't know what the situation is. I don't know if Phaedra was a part of it or if Phaedra knew of it and was like, I mean, shit, that's an extra check. Like, you know what I mean? And, you know, but remained herself so she couldn't be involved. I don't know if this is all just a... It really could be just a crazy thing.
There's a lot of supposition. The reality is she is a lawyer, and you have to maintain some certain level of plausible deniability. Mm-hmm. That being said, though, the clear fact is her husband, who she chose to marry and represent prior to, is a criminal.
So where I think that he should see the kids, of course, he's the father of the kids. Now... Where I could see her holding up a little bit is if she thinks that there is any kind of inkling to the stuff that has been kind of going on between Apollo, Kenya, what Apollo is doing and saying about Phaedra with this whole sleeping around with somebody thing. If this is all just like kind of like fishy to her in her head, like maybe something is going on that I'm unaware about because we were supposed to be on a team and now I feel like you might be on someone else's team. Is it right? No. but I can understand why she's holding her
purse about it.
Yeah,
no, I can understand that human aspect of it, but I think in the reality sense is if she does not feel that there's physical endangerment. Or that's, there's no. Or
if but how did you feel about him going up to the house with the drill? And
I thought it was for TV.
Yeah. Okay.
She I'm could. Just like, she could really have put she a drill have in. Security there.
Mm-hmm.
She can afford it, can't she? Cousin Bun or whatever his name is.
No, Bun need to stay in the trees. but yeah, he is the father of the kids, and I think that the whole thing.
And she chose him.
And she chose him. You were sleeping on the air mattress, girl.
It wasn't one kid. She had two kids with this fine young gentleman, supposedly. You know? Just saying. You lay down with dogs, you get fleas, girl.
Ooh. On that note, let's head into predictions.
And now, you're after Buzz.
I'm gonna use that. Honey, I'm gonna be talking about everybody. Fucking. I don't even know who makes flea spray. I'm gonna look
frontline.
Frontline, bitch.
Roxy!
So next week we get Phaedra talking to Frank and Nene. That way.
See,
though.
Nene could have used that hair with some of Phaedra's neck pieces. Right? Come on,
then she would look like Bride of Frankenstein up there for real.
I don't know who Nene pays for that hair, though. That's some really bad hair.
I know who used to do Nene's hair when it was on point. Oh. She don't do her hair no more. And I'm like, maybe them check stands start coming in no more. Because I know she did. She used to do Nicki Minaj's hair. So she want corn. But then that whole edges thing came out. So she had to start wearing different. I don't know. So Phaedra then talks to Candy. And it looks like Candy's upset, crying, that Phaedra's talking to Nene about her.
I don't blame Candy for asking her, why would you talk to Nene about it? Nene doesn't have a reputation of being that loyal. These homes ain't loyal.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, sorry.
And then hopefully we'll get to see the situation of if Phaedra, you know, Candy had spoken to it about with Phaedra or not. Mm-hmm. And then next week we get the counseling session.
Surprise.
Nene versus Cynthia. I feel like it's going to be everyone versus Nene. And then, Nene walks out.
Aww.
And what's his name?
Dr. Jeff.
Chases after her like, Nene? Nene?
I told you to be ready
for this. I knew this was going to happen. What did we talk about? Remember last year? Like, I can't. All right, so, I mean, Nene, here's my thing. Like, don't have a party, and then you're going to fucking walk out on it. This was your idea.
Yep,
grown women.
She said everybody's wrong. They all wrong.
They all wrong.
They can't all be wrong.
Nope, sure can't. They gotta be an inkling of truth.
Did anybody watching or listening go and see her in Cinderella on Broadway?
Yeah, let us know how that was.
Let me know how that was.
Do they have to sing in that?
I hope not. Nah, I think she can carry a tune. I would assume.
Nene?
I would assume.
Like, what note can you hit?
Well, she judged Demetria for her singing ability.
On that note, guys, we want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzz TV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
At Samakava 777. Sorry for all of you Porsche haters.
Until next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.